Well, the proposal by Rob Adams, which is one that's being backed by a lot of planners right now, is to intensify or increase densities in the parts of Melbourne that all already have really good community infrastructure by building up along tram lines and along main streets. The idea is to have perhaps the ground floor be shops or offices and then have several stories of flats above it. It would add a lot of certainty to the system right now, because right now decisions are made from council to council about what maximum heights are going to be. So it's talking about a maximum height of 8 stories. So it would add a certain amount of certainty to the system. But even more than that, it would help achieve the goals of Melbourne 2030, which is a more sustainable city, a more environmentally sustainable city, a more socially sustainable city, because people living there would be closer to public transport, to jobs, to recreation areas, to shops. And it would also help economically, so that the state government and local governments are no longer stretched in providing infrastructure like roads or transportation or new shopping centers or new schools to areas that were previously farmland. Yeah, I've just spoken about the environmental benefits would be that right now we're eating up really good farmland at an unsustainable rate. We're also economically bound to put in new roads, new train lines to service this sprawl. And socially, we're building the slums of tomorrow in places like Point Cook and Whittlesea and Casey Cardinia. We're building areas that are all residential, that don't have jobs nearby. They're dependent on cars right now as petrol prices go up. People are going to find it, I mean, they're already spending $200, $300 a week trying to get between houses and jobs and leisure activities. And it's a bad deal for individuals, and it's a really bad deal for the city, the current kind of planning. This provides an alternative solution, and one that I haven't been as excited about a proposal in the 6 years I've been in Melbourne. I haven't been as excited about an idea as I am about this one. Well, people are concerned about, they're always concerned about change in their neighborhoods. Buying a house or even renting a house is the biggest expenditure for most households. It's the biggest investment that anyone will make. And people are really concerned about losing value on their house. What studies in Europe and North America have shown is that if you increase density, it also increases services. So if you build along tram lines, you can get more trams more often. You can get better shopping. You can get perhaps more taxes to get better parks and recreation centers, and that house prices in those areas will go out. It also leads to more certainty, and everybody wants certainty. Developers want certainty, but also residents want certainty. And to a certain extent, what would be happening with this proposal is by building along main streets, you'd have a little bit more certainty of stability in some of the established residential areas. So although it any kind of, once people move in, they don't want anyone else to move in. So there's a lot of anxiety about increasing density, and people are worried that it's going to turn into, I don't know, some high-rise public housing project or something like that. But you can have densities increase in a way that increases the amenity of the neighborhood. I, as a resident, actually live about 3 blocks away from the particular stretch of Nicholson Street that was being spoken about in Today's Age. And I would welcome more shops and more services along Nicholson Street, and more frequent trams along Nicholson Street. It would certainly make my life a little bit easier. Well, I'm doing a research project right now called Vertical Living Kids that's working with kids living in new high-rise housing in the CBD and Docklands and South Bank, as well as some older public housing in the central city. And what we found is that there's this myth out there that's from a generation ago, and I'm not even sure it was true a generation ago, that kids play in their backyards or they play on the street in front of them. These days, kids don't actually do that. Parents are concerned about their safety, partly because there aren't that many people around in low-density residential areas. Kids can have perfectly happy, normal childhoods growing up in flats. They can be just as active, they can know as many people. And what's more, kids want to go to places, they want to go to destinations, they want to have a store nearby, they want to be able to go to a park nearby, they want to go to their friends nearby. And higher densities would help create more of those places for kids to go to and meet one another. It's not necessarily bad for a kid to grow up in a flat. Kids grow up in flats in New York, in Paris, in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, in Singapore, and they have in Bogota, Colombia. I know a couple of kids who are growing up and playing in a courtyard that's adjacent to their eight-story building. You can have a really good childhood growing up in a flat. So I treat that as a myth. Now, the findings aren't in yet, but once we have all of the interviews done, I think that we'll find that kids are just as active in these kinds of spaces as they are in more traditional neighborhoods where, unfortunately, kids are less and less active. So it's actually a goal to increase kids' independent mobility, their ability to walk and cycle in all parts of the city, high-rise parts of the city and low-rise parts of the city, high-density and low-density.